committee assignments.
Committee assignments. Did all of you bring yours from last time?
No.
I have a few left.
This is mine.
She may have.
We were kind of stuck last time on, man, I have a lot more than I thought.
I didn't get
one. I think there's two there. Joe, Barb. Okay, we good? Barbara's been saying this is really important, and it is, to see what we can do for the year, which is going to be coming very close. We actually talked about several of these, and we had some discussion with Val and Larry concerning the fundraising capital improvement committee. We were at a point where we thought maybe we should separate those two, and what the definition was specifically of the responsibilities of those committees. There has been some input from individuals. Yes, fine, that sounds great, I want to do it. Some I have not heard from. Looking at the second page, this is an overview. Ranch area representatives, assigned board members. I understand Phil was saying that he really doesn't live or have the land in the Crawford East. There's Dan Worth.
Lower slide.
Okay.
That's where you should remove it.
Which one?
Lower slide. Second.
Oh, okay. Okay, then we should find another individual that would fill that particular position as well as what's going on.
John is the
alone?
Slide person.
Yeah, she's on.
Okay.
She said she would find somebody to go with her.
No, last she's on there.
Week, last week, she, or last month.
And Ken, Westside, it was you, and I don't know if
it was...
It was
Art originally, but...
I know, and he had to be removed, and I don't know of an individual. Does anyone else in that particular area?
Yeah, get Greg Burke on that. They really like me volunteering.
But when I look at the committees, a committee is an extension of the board. They basically are the ones that are going to be doing the research, working together, and bringing that information to us so we can work with you to make whatever improvements or decisions on those ideas. Committees, truthfully, are the backbone of the board. When we're talking about what individuals are going to do, we're actually talking about all different kinds of committees that should be doing the work with our input as board members as well, and they should be active committees. Now, I am very well aware of the cabin committee that Ken has worked on, because I know what he has done. We've sat down and we've talked about it, and I know Joe's gone out with Barbara and Tony. I remember doing those kinds of things. So it's very active. And let's say, and yeah, what I'm saying is, people have said, I'll do anything you want. Just tell me what you want me to do. I don't know where your expertises are sometimes, so I thought, who are you? What can you do? What kind of time can you put in? Do you like it? Don't you like it? What else would you like to do? Would you like to do more? there were some that I eliminated. Can't remember, this has been 3 months ago, it feels like now, some of the airstrip, and I included it as one of the ranch area representatives in that manner rather than a committee. I separated the farming and equipment committee. Historic buildings, insurance, legal, review committee, recreation, road, rules and regulations, social committee, and then I have also added another one, oversight and ethics committee.
Oh, I had a question mark on that.
Mm-hmm.
What does that entail?
Okay, that would entail all those things that the board does not either have time for or get around to. Those individuals who have not paid their assessment due, who are late, who would then have a lien put against their property, legal and ethical conflict of interest in terms of voting, in terms of the legal ramifications of how the board is going to function. If there are problems that are occurring, past due accounts, whatever the case may be, to relieve some of it from Barbara's, but then to put it on. And they would also be, I put Ron Mayo, Bob Becker, myself, in order to look at situations such as the water. There was another one you were, what were you talking about, audit?
Well,
just the general.
We still need to have a financial audit.
A financial audit.
We haven't had an outside audit forever.
But those kinds of things that keep the board ethically above board. And those are the things that are necessary. And if there is a conflict of interest, the individuals that have a conflict must submit to this particular committee a reason why, and there would be no voting on that particular issue because there is a conflict of issue in terms of interest, in terms of profit or gain from a particular vote. And those are the kinds of things that I have worked with Ron Mayo on, and that's just an overview. But I think it's something that is long overdue. I don't think we're so small that it's not something that we legally should be bound by as board members. And to keep it... Yes, sir?
I have one suggestion on your ethics committee. I don't think the ethics committee should be standing members. And the reason I don't believe that, I think that there should be an oversight of a board member. But if you ever have an ethics issue, in most cases, you would, I mean, I don't know, I mean, I would personally hate to look down and think that Bob Becker was going to review my ethics issue because I'd be in big trouble. But what I'm saying by this is if an ethics charge is brought against someone and they feel they have to defend themselves, then they choose someone to represent them from a pool, within. The person bringing the charge chooses somebody to represent them, and these two people should be able to come into agreement to a third party who can actually be a deciding vote, who will be a neutral party.
An arbitrator.
An honorable, someone who can, sit there and actually effectively weigh both sides without having a vested interest with either person. And then a decision can be made based upon the arguments that are presented, rather than having a standing committee that might say, and for example, what if my issue is with Bob? And he's on the ethics committee. Well, I don't have a snowball's chance.
So do you think maybe the oversight in terms of...
Well, okay. How do you...
Arbitrator and the third party.
Right.
Yeah.
Like an ex-judge or somebody.
Can it be individual?
That sounds like...
And then you have a...
There are associations for arbitration.
They can't even be a member because you'd have to have somebody who is neutral.
Well, here's what I'm suggesting. Okay, let's say that you have... What I'm saying is, and I'm looking at this differently, but if you've got, let's say, for example, a neighbor issue, okay? Let's say that you've got somebody...
They can't be neutral in their decision.
Right, yeah.
I know what you're saying.
You just sold lot 59, right? So but your new neighbor's on lot 59 up there, in Crawford. Let's say that you guys have a neighbor issue. Okay, and you want to try to arbitrate it and make it a reasonable thing. You don't want to end up in court. You don't want to end up as total enemies or whatever else. Then we have to have some method by which you can arbitrate this out. That would be board sanctioned. I like trying to keep things on the lowest level you can possibly keep within the organization.
How would you propose?
Well, I would just simply propose that if Phil, let's say Phil and the new guy, Don Woods, is it?
Yeah.
And you guys have a conflict. You each choose a member to represent you. They choose a third member. You guys sit down in front of this board. You present your issues. They come back to you and they say, "We decided in this manner." If you lose and you're not satisfied with that, then you're totally within your rights to go to a full arbitration board. Somebody that's completely outside the ranch. I think we could reasonably avoid a lot of issues. Now, the charges were made against Dale about having a conflict of interest. And I think that's pretty much one person's opinion. Because Dale didn't feel that there was a conflict. And so I say that in many cases, not that we necessarily want to air our dirty laundry amongst, you know, our friends and neighbors, there are people who would be closed-mouthed enough and willing to listen and willing to arbitrate this thing so we don't have those kind of issues come up and be, polarizing throughout the whole membership. And, you know, to me, I think that we work so hard to try to make up things that we don't, and we work less hard. If we worked as hard to try to get along, this would be pretty smooth, you know. But we work, we absolutely, there are people, if Dale suggests that they're immediately against it, no matter how good the idea is, okay? And I don't think that should be the case. I think that we need to have some way to arbitrate this thing out. And I don't know if this ethics committee, but like I say, I hate to think that I had to go to Bob and listen to my problem.
Well, in other words, then, address the idea that there is a need for some sort of ethics.
Yes.
And arbitrators, whomever they might be, if I were to look at this oversight in terms of working with treasurers, the branch manager, and problems that have existed in terms of payments not being made or dues or something like that, is that something that we could consider in terms of a follow through in a committee?
Yeah, I absolutely.
Maybe we should remove the word ethics.
I think that there should be, you know, you can call it an oversight committee, you can call it whatever you want. What you need to have is some method by which we don't have to end up in court over every single issue, or worse yet, worse than court, that we don't need to end up at each other's throat, hating each other's mm-hmm. guts. You know, I mean, if you go before a board and you lose, you know, you might think it was unfair, but if I think that my person presented my side of the issue really strongly, and the other person presented their side of the issue very strongly, and I didn't pick the right person to represent my side of the issue, then that third person actually made the decision, you know, I think that would go a long way in
resolving the situation rather than it becoming a problem.
You don't really have to have like three, like somebody representing you and somebody the other one. You can still do the same thing in arbitration. They just hear both sides. You present, even if you want to present it yourself, and you present the second side. But arbitration just means that that person is neutral. He just hears the information, takes the information, processes it.
I'm totally in favor of arbitration, and I don't have a problem. I don't care how you guys decide to do it. The only thing that I'm always worried about, is some kind of a connection. You know, that the other day I was talking to somebody in Milford who I've never met in my life. I wasn't in Milford, I met them in St. George, and I've never met them in my life, and guess what, they're a relative. You know, I didn't think I had any relatives in Southern Utah. I gotta move. But no, however you want to do it.
Okay.
A couple of questions, Candy, on the fundraising.
We still were talking about that.
you show Vance Green. Has he evidenced a skill or an interest?
Yes.
Along this line?
Yes.
I believe he was one of the ones that was violently against the motorcycle fundraising.
So, and therefore, his attempt to find other ways for fundraising, and he's not totally 100% against it at this point. I think it was a manner in which he was told it was going to happen, regardless of what he thought. So I think he's mellowed, and he kind of commented that way at the last meeting as well. But he is, and his wife as well.
Do they live here in the area?
I believe it's Mesa. Phoenix.
So he's on several committees. I didn't know if he was available, easy to get a hold of.
He has been
very
so far. Very easy.
He's been up here a lot, too.
Yeah,
he spends a lot of time
there.
Email.
He's a good email responder. If you talk to him, he gets right back.
Sam's up here quite a bit, too.
He's up here a lot.
At Thanksgiving time.
Okay, I have two objections on the committee thing. A year ago, Barb was doing some research on our rules and regulations and found from two attorneys that they were inadequate, that they were unusable, they were unenforceable. And so Barb and Phil spent a lot of time and effort in trying to redo the bylaws and the protective covenants to authorize rules and regulations. And they, along with Ed Robbins, spent lots of time and put together two books as guidelines or proposed ordinances, and did something in the neighborhood of $9,000 worth of attorney work, and we spent nearly 2 years of trying to reauthor this program. And I'm not comfortable with Phil being the chairman, knowing what's happened during the last 2 years on either of those two committees. The legal code review with him as the board member and Ed Robbins. Ed Robbins actually wrote a letter in support of this problem. And so I think his credibility is zero as far as him condoning or agreeing on the contents or the approach. And I think that Phil and Barbara would agree that when they found that the rules and regulations were not enforceable, they moved to say that all of these things were required by the new statutes, the new laws on non-profit corporations, and hoped that the membership would endorse the two documents, and as a result, cast in concrete the rules and regulations that they had formulated during the 2 or 3 years prior to that. And so I think it's inappropriate financially and information-wise for the, you call it the Legal Code Review Committee and the Rules and Regulation Committee, because we're going directly, I think, in conflict with what has been productive in the past. I think that there would be much...
Well, let's open it up to the board then.
...to have a fresh person involved on those that are not as totally opinionated as Phil and I are.
Yeah, I would be happy not to be on those committees. Although I must say, Dale, you know, I don't want to take the time to go down every little item. You made, in my own opinion, a lot of inaccurate statements just now. And I'll just leave it at that, but I would be happy to not be the chairman of those committees. When I saw that, I thought, well, that's a headache.
Well, this is a working list. And that's what we talked about the last time. So it's not something that has to be individual. Many of these I did leave as they were, and then we could discuss it. But you two weren't here the last meeting. Yes, sir.
Why are there two committees? Why is there a legal code and a rules and regs?
Well, I merely copied it from what was present before, and Barbara?
Okay, rules and regs is not, Phil has said a lot of misleading and totally untrue things. First of all, the rules and regulations are to a certain degree enforceable. I mean, they're enforceable no matter what, because...
They're under item 7,
but the point is that they're not how to enforce them is the problem. We don't have anything that says how to enforce them, or what the penalty would be or something like that. you know, and it's just, if you ever went to court, you'd have a rough time with the inadequacies of our old state, our old bylaws and our
In my mind, there are three different documents. The restricted covenants, there are bylaws, and there are rules and the regulations.
The reason the Rules and Regulations Committee was formed, not anything to do with legal things. It was to dictate the day-to-day little things that go on at the ranch, like, you know, the simple thing about our rules and regulations about, you know, don't, you know, signing up for the horse rides and what day the horse rides are going to be on. There's just things like that. It's not nothing to do with legal stuff that are really certainly fine. That was the idea when it was originally separated, was the Rules and Regs is supposed to be a committee that's not what the Rules and Regs are of right now. You know, it's supposed to be just the day-to-day little operation things that we need to make decisions on, you know. For instance, we've discussed the fact that firewood is being stolen out of our sheds. You know, that we cut firewood for cabin 786 right there, put in that big shed, and somebody keeps helping themselves to it. And, you know, we talked, well, maybe we could get, you know, something to put it across here, and then we can make this little, I don't know if rules and regs is the right word, this little thing where, you know, you get this much wood in your little shed, and then, you know, we got to come and give you some more, and you got to talk to us, you know. But we didn't want to just pick it up on ourselves to do it. We thought, well, you know, that's something we can maybe write in, make people aware. Maybe it's too big a headache. Maybe it's too much enforcement. I don't know. I don't have the answers to that. So, but that's, to answer your question, rules and regs are completely lower on the scale, less legal things than that.
And the bylaws that we work on right now, the ones that have not been replaced, bylaws under number 7, duties of directors and officers of the association to enforce the association, protective covenants, restrictions, bylaws, and rules. Okay, so it's calls for rules.
Right, and I understand that there are rules and that there need to be rules and that those are not part of the bylaws.
There are three documents.
Right.
There are three documents.
Right. And I'm just...
Well, I'd like to express a grievance or a I don't know. I had quite a long talk with Phil maybe a year ago about his feelings on the rules and regulations and how to enforce them and so forth. And back in January, I think it was about a year ago, Phil came to a meeting with this packet that, you know, was all full of stuff that he was going to present to us and show us that this board made a decision on the legal fees.
Way back in October, it was about the first board meeting when it was on the agenda.
Here's one that you used for evidence, but it was marked out. And we asked
some personal items in there.
We asked you to reveal those, and you refused.
It was not pertinent.
That may be true. That may be true. Here's one that you sent to Brent, signed it Phil, and it said you'd like to keep these things quiet. Read it to us. I don't think we need to keep things quiet if it pertains to the board. We ought to bring it out and bring it to life, not tend to...
I don't think we need to go there exactly, because there are always inner meetings within meetings before meetings. So whatever this is, it's part of the suburban meeting that occurs before meetings. So I don't want to discuss that. I don't want to go there. The question is now...
There's really no reason to. That's the whole problem with your friends. We need to figure out a way. I can disagree with Phil, and he can disagree with me, but we still have to work together.
Correct.
In a civilized way and move forward. And not
for the benefit.
Not continually just keep going and this and that. And that has happened. Everybody here is guilty. Everybody.
Well, I think
one extent or another, we've got problems with humans. We need to get over it.
I think, to be honest with you, and I'm glad Phil's here and Dale is here, because I remember when the legal committee was formed, and I knew how much work he had put on it, and I knew how much Dale had been in the bottom level of putting things together, and they tried to work together, but that was not effective. And I will say that, because at the very last minute in August, your legal documents came forward. That's the first time we'd actually seen that there was a something else going on. The meeting before was, no matter what we were going to do, you weren't going to accept it at all. So, yes, I am in agreement with you. Maybe we need to look at the Legal Code Review Committee as someone new and fresh. But everyone, everyone must look at this as the head of the committee, and then who is on this committee to bring it together and work through it. We need to present something to the board that is unified. It's not going to take 3 months to decide whether or not you use this word inseparable or you take it out completely. Those are the things that we must get past for the betterment of the ranch. So I am in agreement with you if Phil indeed says, you know what, there was controversy. Maybe we should get another look here to see if someone would be willing to take that on. And I'm in agreement with you.
All right, Candy. Can I suggest that maybe Phil and Larry Walters split this, and Phil takes insurance and Larry Walters takes legal code?
That'd be fine to me.
Can we combine legal code review and rules and regulations?
Well, that's, I think, kind of like what you were saying.
We don't want rules and regulations.
Well, we have rules and regulations.
Can we include it as part of?
I would suggest if you accept that Larry Walters be the board representative and have Ron Mill and Clint Brooks be chairman to put input and feedback.
For both the legal code and the rules.
Yeah.
I don't really want to be on that committee. I would rather be on the wildlife or something.
Well, you're on there. I got.
He just lost it.
Everybody can't be on the wildlife.
Candace, I don't. You know, I think we could think. I think that we have people in the organization that would be good.
So we're looking
at areas that we could submit to you.
Good, and but we're also looking at the board person who is in charge of. Or who would be overseeing that committee?
And I thought Larry being that.
Well, we're still. I didn't.
Did you accept?
I'm willing to do that if that's comfortable.
I'm willing to
do
that.
And that would be
somebody that works with you.
And that's Larry Walters for the legal code review, as well as the rules and regs.
Well, it's all combined.
And combined
it together.
Yeah.
Just do away with rules and regs, and it falls under legal code.
I think
that's
mm-hmm.
Do you want to put Ron Mayo up on legal code?
Well, I didn't
decide
to. We eliminate rules.
Yes,
we eliminate rules, and it's all under legal code review.
Right.
Well, I'll just put.
I think we could.
We can change the title. So
legal committee.
The three documents.
The three documents. Three documents.
And I would also prefer that Ed Roberts not be chairman, and that we could submit to you names for that committee, or Larry submit names.
That'd be great.
Of people who are knowledgeable and fair in both those areas.
Yep, that'd be great. Mm-hmm. Many of you know the membership more broadly than I do. So.
Now, Bob Becker.
I see. So we're going to put
sure.
in for.
Is there something better that would work for you?
Yeah, I don't know much about insurance.
Okay. Well, what is your. What do you do?
He thinks he knows about electricity.
I know about wind generators.
What else do you do?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'm an electronic engineer.
Electronic engineer?
I would like to talk to you about that.
Well, did you look through these? Did you look through these?
Would you like to be the water committee on a domestic water committee and put the two of us?
Yeah, no, that sounds like something like that.
Really? Okay, that's one.
Can I get out while I'm on domestic?
No.
Bob, is that good?
The water
committee domestic?
Sure.
Yeah.
That sounds like, okay.
Or the cabin committee. Like, yeah.
Oh, was there anything else you were thinking of?
Yeah.
Were we going to add, who are we adding to the, Ken, we're going to add to the wildlife. And see, that's going to be a very ongoing, we're going to do something this year with that.
Well, I've actually talked to three people because there's a lot of different things I'd like to do, and I'm sure there's a lot of things other people, I've talked to Rob Johnson,
about some little trips you were going to do and things you were talking about, like bird watching or
girls. has already done a lot on his corner.
But I'm saying that's going to be more active than it had before. Now, what I did is, and I put Larry Bear there because it was one that was fauna and flora. I took that away. So I was looking at those things, and I'm going, that's why we need to talk as a board, because I'm going, I don't think so. Larry Bear is a biologist. I'm a biologist. We can handle that. I wanted the wildlife one, you know. But I'm saying I still think that we can hone into things that are going to be workable and efficient so that we don't have overlapping, but yet each one is doing something to contribute. So, Clint, I'm going to put you back on
wildlife. Yeah, I have to turn down wildlife biology before I come to airplanes.
Now, the only one that I was in question of, Barb Dawes, and she, I put her on the historic building. She works for Kansas State University. And she had emailed back saying, I am really interested. There's a lot that I want to do for the ranch. And I'm sure all of you read it on the website. So I said, well, Barb, instead of just saying these things aren't working and you don't like this and look into this, well, why don't you do something to help us out here? And writing grants or something of that nature would have been more in her line. And with Larry being in construction, electric, and all this other stuff, I thought he might help with these historic buildings. And that's where I went with that one. I have not heard back from them. No, and I emailed them again, and I heard nothing. So,
in this document on your computer, so it's easy to edit.
Oh yeah,
And you'll email it back to us.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't get all the notes.
I had the magic pen.
There's another. Is there a reason that you've divided the water domestic and water non-domestic?
The way it was given to me.
I would recommend that be one committee. Because some of the non-domestic are going to become domestic, and domestic, they're
water rights and all.
It's the same thing.
I think the difference was the non-domestic is like supposed to be the water tanks and not stuff and that kind of thing, which falls in the wildlife.
It was the what?
The non-domestic was supposed to be the water tanks and the storage, the reservoirs, et cetera, like that. And see, now all falls into wildlife in a way.
Like the
that's the idea to get them.
They've got to haul water. They can't.
Well, I'm curious, Dale, when in October you gave me that one sheet saying the water rights needed to be renewed and this and that, I had no other paperwork. I got later something from Barb for the application for that. Then at the last meeting, as I say, I was putting stuff together, and then we got a memo from you saying you handled it. So I think there's something that needs to be covered here in terms of your information that you have, and that's why when I looked at Water Committee non-domestic, that's what I lumped it and I looked at it.
Okay. Dale has had a lot more experience than I
have. Water Rights Committee.
And filings and stuff. That's what we need to, I know how important the water is on the ranch. And I would like someone very knowledgeable.
And I'm not that knowledgeable, so I'll relinquish.
So let's just
join the
water
domestic.
I thought that the non-domestic was entirely different because that dealt with the ponds and the water tanks for the wildlife, et cetera.
So you think we're
not dealing with our water rights or
really none of those things deal with any water rights, surface water that's rain. I mean.
Yeah. That's what the non-domestic is supposed to be.
Yeah.
More developing our ponds and our irrigation ditches and our, that kind of thing. Not the wells, not the...
Well, there again, I think every committee, once it's decided, should have an idea about what their responsibilities are for that committee.
Water Rights Committee instead of domestic and put Dale on that one.
Yeah.
Water Rights Committee is a good one. And maybe the other one can be lumped in with the wildlife or something, but I don't know.
It's a borderline wildlife issue, and it's erosion control.
It is. See, an erosion control area is a big one right now. We need to get the power logs and use all that stuff now.
If you want to take that one, I'll work with you on it later. Okay?
Just
like
that.
No, I'll do what I can to help you out.
So, Water Rights Committee, et cetera, domestic, erase the word domestic.
Just put Water Rights Committee, and that's Dale.
And that's Bob Becker.
And Fred Searle.
And Fred Searle.
Okay, and then we look at the Water Committee non-domestic. Do we still maintain that one or combine it with and redo the name of wildlife?
Yeah, call it ponds and erosion control.
I think they should be under the wildlife and ponds.
Resources?
Wildlife and ponds.
You
can just leave it in the Wildlife Committee as that, because all these guys would know what they need.
But that's not necessarily true. Erosion control goes into the soil conservation and getting all that kind of stuff together, and that is a huge area.
But that also goes back into the farming committee, you know.
Yeah, the farming committee.
Yeah, so talk about erosion.
So call wildlife habitat?
We already have wildlife.
No, that's what he's saying. He's changing it. Wildlife habitat.
So, but the wildlife is not just making sure we got turkeys. It's also making sure there's water and feed. And
that. I don't think habitat really.
Habitat, I think wildlife committee is fine.
Yeah. Okay.
And then we'll eliminate the water committee. And then put Ken on that one.
From the wildlife?
Yeah.
Yes. So there, that's
with
the
water. You're with the water instead.
The ponds.
You're specializing in ponds.
And you had some other recommendations other than Larry Bear on that.
And he's got
Ken Brooks and Fred Searles.
Because he was up at the other one.
And actually, Rod Johnson. Those are guys that just in the newsletter thing, I could just kind of say that this is kind of what I'm thinking. These are the areas I want to work in. And I talked to Quinn a little bit about that because he's into some of that stuff. And then the other guy, Brendan, ran into me and just said, hey, I want to do this for that.
Now, I had a question. Barbara had emailed me as well when we were trying to look at some of these things, and she had her suggestions as well. Look on the first page where it's recreation/ATV committee. She said that Bill Brockbank needed help in working this particular program, and knowing that Rod Johnson and Greg Burke were there too. Is that a good fit, or is there something else that would work better for the chairman?
Bill is cousins with
Milo,
and that's Milo's profession.
But I understand she said he needed more assistance to get anything.
He lives in California, and it's difficult for him to be out here. He's got to be interested, and he's very much a doer.
Well, he's a doer, but I was thinking maybe if there could be a relationship between Rod Johnson and Greg Burke, who are there an awful lot, and building cabins with Bill on an email program or something to kind of put it together and work with you.
You have to ask Bill, he can handle that.
Well, Bill
could
work with anybody.
Bill, is that something you'd like to work in?
No.
Because I didn't know what you were with the pond and stuff you're building up at your corner, recreation, ATV stuff.
Bill's making a soccer field.
And that is interesting. If that road were to be taken over, it'd be a tidy road.
Larry,
you cannot put ATVs on it.
Larry has a whole bunch of committees here. I think maybe Larry's Larry Parkman has a lot of committees.
You got them on cabins,
equipment. He's got four committees.
And Phil was taken off
the board rep. Ken Lent handles the cabins. If you need something, he emails me or calls.
So you notice I put Ken Lent and
Joel can handle equipment, and if they have a question or something I can help them with, they'll let me know.
Now, I would like you to go when we arrange our. We'll do that around your schedule, because I know that's tight. I'd like you to go when we make our review of the cabins. It usually takes pretty much a full day to do that.
I'd like to go on that too.
Okay.
Well, I think if Barbara could do a field trip again set up, because she'd wanted to do that before.
No, I'll be on the cabin committee, but I want to go on the tour.
You're not on the committee.
Yeah.
It's there. Can't you read it? It's invisible ink. It's invisible ink.
You can work on water, Bob Becker, Live.
Dear Water?
Fred Searles.
Bob Becker. Okay, Phil. We've taken you off of legal and taking you off of rules and regs.
Put him on insurance.
We put him on insurance. And Barb had said, Shauna.
I wanted to let Phil. Phil, would you be willing to take on the financial audit committee if Niall's doing the audit?
Well, I guess.
We'll put you maybe.
Okay.
And
so what
Shauna?
Wait. What did you just say?
Financial audit instead of Larry Walters. Phil? Shauna?
Yeah.
John and Deb Martine.
Oh, I wanted to do that. I got a suggestion there. Put the sergeants on there, too.
Who?
Sergeants. They just bought Lot 83.
S-A-R-G-E-A-N-T.
S-A-R-G-E-A-N-T. They live in Vegas. She is in the entertainment business, catering business. She is, like, unbelievable. Good.
Okay, and Deb?
Which committee is this?
Social.
Oh, social.
I love that. That's good.
Oh, yeah. Funny name.
I can't believe it.
Sergeant.
Barb thought maybe we should remove that one.
Yeah, but she went by.
No. The reason was she thought maybe we get someone from the universities and do this. And with the input from John and Deb Martine, and say she works in an emergency room, and there were different kinds of things she wanted to do with the kids and help them. And did they have that nice cabin area up there? Well, I can come down here and I can do this and I can do this. And what about this? She was so excited about it. And John says, I'll be there with her too. We'll do this together. That's why specifically. The only thing is they don't have an email. You know, you'd have to kind of talk to them.
John and Deb will do a good job, but that's a job that if you do a cookout, you need more than one couple. And the surgeons are from Vegas, and they kind of know the Martines, and they're also,
I think that would be a real good working thing. And I really believe that, you know, things that we have coming up for meetings and different things.
All the options and all that kind of stuff.
That's exactly in there, yeah. And they would be excellent at that. So I did keep that. Because I thought it was good. Okay, the other thing that we did not address was last time we were talking about fundraising / capital improvement committee. And Larry had a problem in terms of what exactly do you want me to do and how do you want me to do this? There were some ideas that perhaps we could split this and say fundraising and capital improvement plan committee, because there was a lot of information with cattle, with goats, what can we do, fundraising versus capital improvement. I don't know how you feel about keeping it together.
Fundraising, I thought went through social, but maybe not. Maybe
no.
It needs to be in the
I think that's different.
Okay.
I think fundraising was something bigger. And the social was arranging the annual meeting and making sure the auction is going and these kind of things fall underneath it. So, and he's not here right now because we asked, remember? He said maybe Val should just take on the one portion of that, remember? Last meeting?
Mm-hmm.
So,
that's right.
On which part of it?
The fundraising, he would do, but I don't know, get the horse stuff together for us, get the boat stuff, get those things going for us. If you've got a plan, tell us what your plan is so we can review it. And then capital approval.
We got him on the legal review committee. I think he should just leave it the way
he's
got it.
He's got a heavy one.
He's got the legal review.
That's the only one he has.
No?
Oh, no. He also is up there for a fundraising capital improvement committee.
If you take him off that one, he's going
to.
I only have one.
Do you?
Yep.
I'm not complaining.
Kevin, you know what? I was going to say, you seem more relaxed today than you have since the very first time you took over.
Because I have a meeting, you guys. I got
but here's,
5 minutes.
Here's the problem I'm seeing with this, Shauna. You just burned yourself.
Not smart.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't need it anymore.
She thought the rest of it was in this plan.
I guess the question that I have, Ken, is what do you see as the distinction between fundraising as you characterize it and the capital improvement side of that? One is raising money and the other is spending it?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Designating something.
Aren't the committees doing the spending?
After the board's going to have to decide.
Most effective fundraising is usually for
the kind of strategy that the committees would submit capital improvement requests to the capital improvement committee.
Yeah.
And the committee would come up with a plan and a time schedule.
The road guy might come and say, we'd like to go the freeway.
And
you get
the list of it and present it to the board.
Farming guys say they want to plant some new.
So, have Val do the fundraising and
then separate them specifically.
Yeah.
Well, I kind of like that the last meeting when we talked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, separate them. So,
Val's going to do fundraising.
Val do the fundraising.
And I'll do the capital improvement.
So then we need someone to chair. Okay, so we can go Vance with Val. Capital improvement.
Okay.
Someone to work with you on that. And see, you've got to look for somebody else also for the legal.
Yeah.
Barbara, do you have any other names or anything else?
On what?
Capital improvement.
So you took Larry Walters off of that bill on that?
No. See, that's what happens when you talk.
Very well, there's a capital improvement.
We separated. We separated fundraising from capital improvement. So fundraising, like we talked at the last meeting, would be Val.
Yeah.
And Vance Green working with him. Then another committee is the capital improvement committee, which Larry Walters will be the representative. And then the chair we haven't come up with.
Let's think on that.
So Val's taking up two committees, you just put him on?
Yep. I heard about it in the restroom.
None of these meetings! Remember we talked about it before? It wasn't decided, but I kept looking for you. It took him too long. Anyway.
So you're trying to find a chairman for capital improvement?
Right.
Yeah.
This is good capital improvement.
Joe,
somebody that knows Grant's pretty good, like Brent.
Oh, yeah, you guys don't want to be sending money on one of
those. Oh, yeah, that's right. Firewall.
No, the brothel.
Will Taylor do that?
The brothel.
Oh, the brothel? Yeah, we don't want brothel.
Thank you.
Red lights on the top of the hill.
Can we?
I don't know. We'll think about
it.
Okay. You know, Candy, this is not change the subject, but on your agenda, you have board job responsibilities and then board committee assignments. We skip the board job responsibilities.
But we don't have time because I'm lagging.
So, we kind of got other things in here, too, I know.
Mm-hmm. I move that we move the place.
Yes. So are we... Well, we know we've got some holes here that we'll have to fill, but are we comfortable with this general structure?
I think it is right now. I make a motion that we set that plan so far and we'll fill in the holes.
Okay.
Did you find somebody to help you with Lord Slide?
Do I need somebody to help me?
It's not a big thing.
They just call me up.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's not, I don't think I kept that. Okay. I mean, it's just they want me to.
It's not really help, it's just like
people
to contact and think about it, you know. I'm real
easy. Wait a second.
Well,
he sold on this one, though.
Yeah.
Financial audit. Didn't you have two?
Yeah.
What's the other one?
Insurance.
And insurance. He had two. She thought you only had one.
No. But Sean
had one.
No,
he said
Larry. She was talking about Larry.
Yeah.
And I'm talking about Larry.
Oh.
Talking about Larry.
Okay. Alrighty.